Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, May the 10th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were July corn up a penny and a quarter, July wheat up a penny and three quarters, and July beans down a quarter of a cent. Currently, the outside market's mostly higher. Gold up $7, silver up 18 cents, crude oil up 70 cents a barrel, and the U.S. dollar down 13. So that could be a little bit supportive out here. Obviously, we have the report at 11 o'clock. Most people believe that for the 17-18 carryouts, that we're going to see corn knocked about 200-225 million bushels, beans increased up to about 575. I think it's just a general statement that we're looking at more corn acres and less, more bean acres and less corn acres out here. And I think these reports will reflect that. I don't think it's anything we're not looking for, but has it been built into the market? We'll have to see. We could see bean exports lifted a little bit, but maybe the crush lowered a little bit on this report. But we don't see any real major changes out here for the old crop carryout. We're expecting more rains across the country, an inch to two. Certainly we don't need it. There have been a lot of delays. Obviously, I think we're going to be looking at some replants out here. How much, it's really hard to tell. But I don't think, you know, we're certainly getting this crop off to a great start out here. The wheat, the Kansas numbers took a pretty good hit, but the overall national numbers were only down one percentage point. You know, I don't think it's that good out here, but I don't think we'll really know what the real extent of the damage has been until guys start to combining the wheat. At these low prices, you know, I just, with the funds short currently, about 130,000, 140,000 contracts of wheat, I think there's some upside potential. They're also short 170 corn, 50 beans, 30 oil, and about 5 meal. So I think, you know, if we can get something friendly, we could see this market move higher out here. Now, we did see Egypt take some U.S. wheat. Good sign that we're finally getting a little bit more competitive out here. Hopefully, we can see something turn this wheat market around. I think we're just going to sit on our heels until we get to 11 o'clock. Then we'll see what the reports are. My guess is it'll be bullish for the corn and a little bearish for the beans. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.